why does hypnotism work? Because if I can remember wanting to know my purpose, or maybe I'd be a doctor, I thought to myself. Then my father died, that nixed that. But however, I became a diamond cutter. I didn't want to become a diamond cutter, but it served a purpose because I made a good living, and then it freed me to explore the things I wanted to do. See? We'll wait for these people to come in. Come on in. They can come in there. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's nice to see, nice to see you. Well, you're brave. You're sitting right up front. Now, I was... we were trying to get people to loosen up and talk. And because this is not a typical church. It's a church, but not typical, which means we want to help you. We want to help you solve problems. And that's what I think a church should be. And understands the science of the mind, the science of the spirit, if you like. Because after all, everything is a God science. Even the soul is some kind of mysterious science. Possibly close to the him who made all science to begin with, all the mathematical formulas and everything that makes the universe work. And we don't understand all those things. We're so caught up in our problems, our little fixations, our escapes, our pleasures. And we're living so much in denial because we're wrong. But when we're wrong, we don't know we're wrong because we deny that we're wrong. We think we're free, but the only thing we're free from is the truth that would show it to us. Because if you're in denial, how do you know you're a slave? You're denying the very truth that could show you that you were slaves. And so I was just reminiscing when you came in about how I learned. I never went to school. I left school when I was 14. I don't have any degrees and I don't profess to be an authority on anything. But I think Jesus is the authority and he's the teacher. And it's clear in my mind ever since a kid that I didn't particularly like being taught. All you need to do is present a lot of ideas to me and I'll pick what I like. And so I just went through school and I was fourth in my class, but there was only four in my class. It would appear that I was a stupid idiot and couldn't make anything of my life. But I was interested in education, but I was interested in education not as shoved down my throat, not what they want to teach me. Reading, writing, arithmetic, I could swallow. That was easy. What I want to do with it? Well, I didn't know. But I had an idea that I'd know it when I see it, like the Supreme Court judge, who was it, when he was asked about pornography. How would he know it, that it was pornography from art? I know it when I see it, he says. Well, that's the law of the heart, isn't it? You know it when you see it. And so, being a professional diamond cutter, that's what I learned while I was getting my other training, what I was teaching myself. I learned to cut diamonds, but if I was to walk along a beach and see a pebble lying there, I'd know it was a diamond. You wouldn't, because I know it when I saw it. See? You wouldn't. You think it was just a pebble. But I'd spot it from a distance, because it'd have no shine on it. It would look like a piece of glass. But I would know its structure. I know how it would look. And I would single that out. Among all the other pebbles, you'd miss it. See? And so, that is the way it's been with my life. I know it when I see it, but I don't. Now, in this case, in my education, the things I've learned, it was shown to me, but I never learned it the way I learned my diamond cutting. I had a memory from experience, you know, 5-6 years as a diamond cutter, a journeyman in Africa and places like that, South Africa. And so I made a living at that and lecturing on it. And so therefore, there's a memory from experience. Like a mechanic, you know. A good mechanic will just listen and you'd know what was wrong. A bad one would change all your parts like the doctors do till they find the right one. You see, which is sad for the doctors actually because many of them don't know what they're doing. No common sense, too much education, no understanding. See, that's why so many people die under the knife. And so many mistakes. Add a little common sense to your knowledge, or if it were possible, if you could just arrive at being a doctor or a psychiatrist by intuition, which is hardly likely, because you do need a set of skills. You don't need to invent the wheel all over again. But I'm more fortunate. There is no path, precise one to religion. How many different religions have you got? You know, about 25 million? And which one's right? Well, you get righter and righter and righter, or wronger and wronger and wronger, and even crazy. And even the three major religions are killing each other, all in the name of God. And then one Christian group is killing another Christian group in Northern Ireland. So what have we got? People hiding behind even good religions. See that? So I asked my dad, and he was a good man, and what's my purpose in life? Could he explain God? He said, no, he couldn't, but I should look for it. He might have known it, but not enough. See, not to be sure enough. So he gave me the right information. I remember him saying that, but that was freedom. What's going wrong with you is sort of sharpens the contrast to what your conscience is trying to say. Otherwise, your conscience speaks softly because you're not such a bad person. You're just a kid. You've got ego proclivities. You're born with them. Your parents don't know how to deal with you. They repress you. They exalt your ego. They cater to you. They make you worse either way. But let me get back to how important it is for you to learn everything, even not to learn from me. All I'm going to do is nudge you in the right direction. And then you can talk to me and you can tell me where where it hurts. And I will be able to, from my own experience, can show you, like I did with you a week or two ago. It was magical, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was horribly complicated. We're not finished yet. But you're better now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how it happens to me and how it should happen to you, and it will, is I walk down the street. Remember, I only have this desire to know what my purpose is and what right and wrong is and what is useful and what is not useful. What I should remember, what I should learn, what I should reject. So I see a falling leaf. And I remember that falling leaf. It falls in a certain way. Science. Maybe not. Maybe gravity. It's something. I hear a baby cry. I'm making something up as I'm going along because I can't remember all of them. I'm just imagining. I pick up a magazine and there's some interesting article on heart problems or something. And one day, I was walking during the war, we had the barbed wire on the beach and the anti-aircraft guns, but we still had the Brighton Hippodrome, which was vaudeville, 50 cents in the afternoon, matinee. So there's a hypnotist doing his tricks. And people didn't believe that. They thought this wasn't real. But I knew it was real. Making people dance with the brooms. And I thought to myself, well, if they can make people dance with brooms and stand on their head and think, you know, that whatever they want to think and do. Maybe there's magic there that you can help people to become better. There's a force that can help them to be good. But then I tried to learn about hypnosis, but there wasn't any books that were any good. Even today, it's a big void. The doctors are amateurs. I mean rank amateurs. They take a little course from somebody who doesn't know much about it himself. You can read all the literature, and I know they don't know nothing about it. I know everything about it. And it's all about the dark side of a human being. It's how the world is controlled. You don't know you're hypnotized. It's called being born in sin. And your parents were born in sin, and they weren't saved. So they pass their negative proclivities onto you. So your father was a drunk, and you born, you know, into that household, and your mother was, you know, very supportive and nurturing and catered to his drunkenness. She was an enabler. She doesn't know she's playing the role of the enabler. She's making him worse.